When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to BetterHelp for supporting Skim. For 10% off your first month, go to betterhelp.com/skim and start living a better life today. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And this is Skim. I already said that.
This is Skim.
What's going on? How are you? Here we are a week later. Yay, we did it.
We did it. Another week.
We absolutely did it. And this has been quite the week.
It has been a crazy week. I have
it's a little much.
To watch my nephew's three children.
Every day.
3 hours every day in between their two jobs, the husband and wife. And
for 2 weeks. This is just week one.
This is week one, but we did it.
Yeah.
And that's just been a little crazy because we're not used to having three littles, age 5, 4, and 1, in the house for 3 hours. It's keeping them entertained and fed and all of those things.
But explain this to me.
Okay.
Somehow during all of that, oh, hello, Rainer. We have a visitor. Somehow through all of that, you have figured out a way to feed everybody. And I mean that when I say that. You've fed like four neighbors. The reason that we weren't recording 10 minutes ago is because we were waiting for someone to come by to grab more food you made.
She was going to pick up some enchiladas I made for her.
Yeah, so Kim made enchiladas and shawarma and stuff for like 20 people. And everyone has eaten better this week because of that. Now, I wonder if you'd love to cook anyway, and you're always, you know, willing to share the food with everybody who needs it. But it seems like there was an uptick with how busy your week was. And somehow
how much
you cooked
more. I got done.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know. I think I like to keep busier. Yeah. When I'm busy, I might as well be doing something else while doing that. I don't know. I don't know how that works for me.
I could see that.
And other days I feel like, oh, I didn't get anything done and I'm just still tired. But this week I feel like I've gotten a lot done.
They were good, though. They were homemade enchiladas that were beef, rice, stuff, things, cheese, all the things you put in them.
Beans, green and red sauce on them.
Yeah.
And then I made some homemade, roasted tomatillo salsa.
Yeah. And that's really good. I just ate some of that. Yep. I feel like I have the breath of a dragon, but fine.
I made shawarma the other day
with real lamb's meat.
I did beef, lamb, and turkey meatballs with all the shawarma seasoning in them, and then I just made all the sides, which was cucumber, tomato, red onion, all sliced up thin, hummus, the tzatziki sauce, which is super easy to make.
A little naan bread in there.
Some naan, lettuce, some olives, green and kalamata.
And right before that, you made
rice.
You made curry.
I did make curry, and you really liked that curry.
It was great.
I
didn't expect to like it.
I'm just
going to
say that curry, everything else I made this week was 100% homemade. The curry sauce was from Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's curry sauce.
I'm glad you liked it.
I did like it. I like everything Trader Joe's makes.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up at that place.
We haven't been disappointed with anything.
No, they should move. It should open a location that's right here.
I did get a thing on Nextdoor that said, for those of you in Daybreak that wish we had a Trader Joe's, there was supposed to be one in Daybreak because they have this big space available. But they have a deal with the grocery stores that are local, Smith's and Harmon's and stores like that, that are right here. They have to be a certain amount of miles away from them.
That's the deal Trader Joe's has?
I guess so.
That's weird. That feels anti-competitive.
And Smith's and those guys make you do that. Although Smith's, I don't know if that's true because there's a Winco right by our Smith's.
But how do they make anyone do anything?
I don't know.
I don't think there's a law.
I don't know. I think it's really weird because, yeah, you're right. Competition, man.
Well, I would take a Trader Joe's in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I would trade with Joe daily. Well, anyway, so that's what's been going on. You had a story I wanted you to tell because you went to McDonald's with your nephew.
Oh, I also drove my nephew around.
And her continued effort to feed everybody.
From high school while my sister was out of town.
Yeah.
So in my continued effort to feed people, I went to McDonald's after he had a sophomore ACT test day. Mm-hmm. So it was like he had to be there earlier and picked up earlier.
Yeah.
So it was
kind of in the middle of the day. His mom's out of town, so Kim's helping out.
So I drive through McDonald's, and it is a hell of a line. It is
'cause it's students.
20 cars on each, and there's two lanes, and it's just a ton of cars going through there.
Yeah.
Although the rest of the students weren't there. It wasn't a regular school day. And sophomaries usually don't have their license yet.
It was just who knows? That whole area
down there
is crazy.
It's just busy, busy, busy.
Yeah.
So I'm driving through. We're getting through. There's all these kids hanging out at the McDonald's, just loitering, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm gonna get him something. So I go through the line.
She's gonna get him
fries.
I get
my nephew his order, and then I ordered 4 large fries because there's like 10 kids over there.
Yeah.
And that's just what I like to do. I like to make sure everybody's fed.
Like some kind of psycho. Yeah.
It's not that bad. So all right. I drive through the line. Yeah. I get to the end. I go to pay, and they are like, "The guy in front of you paid for your order."
Did the guy in front of you know you ordered all these extra fries?
No. He has no idea that I'm getting them for someone else, but it was super nice.
Yeah, you've done that before. It's just
karma.
I have
done that before.
But this was instant karma.
Instant karma.
Yeah.
Drive around the side, stop by, and all these kids are sitting there, and they know my nephew, and they're just like, "Hey, how's it going?" I'm like, "You guys look hungry. I got you some fries." And they're like, "No way. Are you serious?"
Now they like,
your
nephew. Your nephew's now a big shot at the school.
I don't know if that's true.
He jumped like 4 social ranks in 5 seconds.
But these kids were like awesome and super appreciative and thanked me and just like yelled at him, "You're so cool." Yeah, you know, like so super fun. So it was instant karma, felt pretty dang good.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's hard to get instant karma, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, you should got to wait a long time before it comes back.
And because we're not allowed a face-to-face, it's even less likely that you're going to get
that.
But from a perfect stranger, it was really cool.
Sorry, the dog just flew out of here like a bat, like a literal bat. I don't know why.
She heard Ripley upstairs.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what's going on.
Carter's back from walking her dog.
Ripley, stay upstairs.
Ripley, come.
Ripley, no. Carter's like, no. Ripley.
She's got the zoomies in our basement.
Oh, my gosh. Can you hear her digging the carpet up?
There she goes.
She's too
big. And she's off.
All right. That was a fun
moment. So it was kind of fun to get instant karma, which I haven't ever had quite that experience before. It was really cool.
I've never had instant karma. I don't think. I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
Never had it.
It's
you deserved it.
Oh, you're very nice.
You have a backlog of karma coming your way. All these meals. What's funny is, though, you could make that food for 10 people like you did, and it's less than it would cost for like one of us to eat at some restaurant.
Well, yeah.
That kind of food.
Yeah.
Right?
That kind of, yeah. I actually made about 10 families worth of food.
Yeah.
Because I made 10 trays of enchilada.
Yeah.
It's between 4 and 6 enchiladas.
Is it enchilada or enchiladas?
Enchiladas.
I don't know.
Depending on individually if it's an enchilada.
Well, that's what
I'm
saying.
And a tray
but
of
plural,
enchiladas.
Would it be a tray of enchilada?
No, a tray of enchiladas.
Are you sure?
Yes.
David
so
Archuleta,
I made
what?
About 10 trays worth of enchiladas, between 4 and 6 enchiladas in each tray.
Do you think at David Archuleta's house they call them Archuletas or enchiladas? Sorry.
That's
go ahead.
Not even funny.
It's not at
not
all.
Even a good
it's
dad
not
joke.
Even a good dad
wow.
joke. All the dads should be embarrassed that they
so,
even heard
yeah.
me.
And some people got 2 trays because they have a house full of people.
Yeah.
My friend who has both her daughters are married, both all live at home, 6 adults. And then we sent a couple of trays to Tay so she could put some in her freezer. It's kind of fun. Nick got some going his way, and then the rest went to neighbors.
Nice. Good job.
Thanks.
Once again, single-handedly feeding the world.
But I probably did all of that.
And me, I ate too.
With about, because I found the meat on sale, probably $25, $30 to do all that.
The lamb was on sale? Uh-huh. That's almost never true.
I know.
Yeah, because lamb is rare around here.
It was kind of like a, you need to cook this today.
Well, also you got that, we'll talk about it at the end of the show, because I want it to be our kind of our final foodie thing. I know we're talking a lot about food right now, but I want to talk about what you're doing to that turkey up there, that poor turkey.
It's because it's Thanksgiving. There's a lot of food talk this month.
Stuff coming up, plus turkey shortages, which we'll talk about also. It's like chip shortages. Can't get a PS5, can't get a turkey.
I have something to say about that. But anyway, what's your next thing?
Here's our next thing. Emails. The Murd wrote in. The Murd.
The Murd.
Hey there, Scott and Kim. Love the show. The wife and I are also November 1st Christmas decor people.
Ah, yes.
Because, man, if I'm going to put that much effort into it, it's going to be up for more than a month. That's how I feel about it.
That's true.
It's not even so much that I'm that festive that early. It's that I'm, what's the point if you're just going to tear it down in 30 days? Anyway, on the subject of wandering a mall, I'd say a trip down to Fashion Place is worth an hour or two of your time. So he's a local, the Murd.
Cool.
Yeah. We went there recently. Crate and Barrel has some great, if expensive, holiday stuff. Shops like Sur La Table and, or is that Sur La Table?
Sur La Table.
Sur La Table. The Container Store, and of course, Lego, always entertaining as well.
Oh, yes.
I go to the Apple Store a lot, too. I have to confess, taking some inspiration from Senior Johnson recently, if that is my real
name. That would be...
my wife, who ensures that I act like a responsible adult, has been out of town visiting friends, and I was left on my own. So I made my interpretation of a Dogrito, and now there is no going back to a Dogrito-less life. It was delicious. Anyhow, keep up the good work. Skim is always a fun 30 minutes. Cheers, the Murd.
Well, that's cool that you're local.
I love I love that hot dog combo thing.
Yeah,
I haven't done it in a while.
Funny that way.
Oh, it's so good. Do you have any leftover tortillas from the thing?
No, I need to get more because I still have leftover
stuffing. You still have half the population to feed?
Yes.
See. Yeah, I see.
The other half.
I see. The other half of the people who are starving waiting for Kim to make them food. yeah, the Dogrito is awesome. I've never put up an official like recipe, but it's easy. You just take a tortilla, any kind. Preferably the ones you get, though. They're like
the uncooked tortillas. And then you kind of make them yourself.
Oh, they're so good.
Really soft.
You put a hot dog, a good one preferably, but any hot dog will do, in the middle there.
And by that, he means an all-beef hot dog.
Yes. Pickles or other pickled things, like sauerkraut's fine, kimchi'd be good.
I have some pickled daikon upstairs.
Daikon, sure, whatever.
That'd be good on there.
Load that in there. A little bit of cheese, not a lot. Roll it up into a...
No, mustard. You told me
that. Oh, yeah, mustard. You got to put mustard in there. Then you got to roll it up into a nice, tight little Dogrito. And then microwave that bastard and then eat it. It's so good. I want it right now. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I would imagine the vegetables, if they're pickled vegetables, would be better cold after you microwaved it.
I agree. So you can put those in after.
Depends on the time.
See, but this that's why you're like a chef
five
and I'm
whole
not.
Minutes.
Yeah.
You're like, boom, get it done.
When you're out of town, I got to do what I got to do. Email from Kendall and Jesse. By the way, these emails are coming to skimshow@gmail.com. Says, hey, Scott and Kim, is there anything you regret about having kids at all? I'd like to be ready for anything I should watch out for before I start my own. Kendall and Jesse.
I don't have any regrets.
I don't either. Can't think of anything. Like
none at all.
Is there anything? There really isn't.
No. I don't think so. We had a lot of fun.
No, it's great. Like, even the quirky stuff, like my daughter is super into... my oldest is super into gaming. She's very responsible. She's a mother. She's, you know, does all her stuff. She's working now too and doing all this. But she always has time to like call me and go, "Hey, Dad, you see this on level whatever?
The new thing dropped.
The new thing dropped." Like she's super into it, and I love that. I love having that little connection there, plus all the other connections. Like
that came from you spending time with them with video games, though. Not just showing them to them, or not just having them play them alone, but. Everybody would sit together and say, "Have you seen this thing?" And let's talk
about
it.
Well, that's why I'm saying, I think if you, whatever it is, just do it with your kids and you'll be fine. There's nothing to regret.
Whatever it is they like.
No. Like every dumb argument, it's never perfect. What, Rainer?
Why is she biting that?
Well, she's licking at something.
No, she's, I can hear her teeth on it.
Don't bite it.
She's biting the furniture.
Something spilled there.
That's the first time I've ever seen her do that.
Don't be doing that. Go away. Jim Rayner, the female dog, go upstairs. Thank you. She listens to you, not me.
She does. You say it, but I have to just look at her.
I wish I had some. I don't have anything to say that's bad. I'm honestly, I'm thinking, I'm racking my brain.
It's so much fun. It is the most fun thing.
It's the greatest thing I ever did. I could die tomorrow and I'd say, well, at least I did that.
That's true.
Don't kill me, though. Okay. All right, here's a new one. Another one. Corey wrote in. Hi, says Corey.
Hi.
I love your show. How often do you fart in front of each other? Keep on keeping on, Corey. Well, the nice thing about marriage is, like, when you're dating, you get out of the car, you honk one off because you don't want to do it in the car. You take your time.
You don't disappoint them.
You don't even want to believe that the other person farts.
I just don't think anyone cares anymore.
No, but I like to.
There's a lot of honey.
Yeah, I do that. And I like to, like, Carter was like in our bed with the dog yesterday watching Seinfeld or something.
All three of us are piled on the bed watching
So I piled
Seinfeld.
In there, and as soon as I did, I just got right up on Carter and went,
and Carter's like,
and that got
Dad!
Her, and that got her to leave. So
rude.
Well, that's my point, is if you get married and you're married for a long time,
it's part of the honesty.
All
thing,
bets are
let's
off.
Be honest.
Like, you're just who you are. I mean, I don't know how many people ever get divorced by finding out. Like, how many people get married and think,
oh my gosh, she farts?
Yeah, who does
I'm
that?
I'm out of here.
Yeah, no one's going to do that. So fart at your will's content. That's not
fart
a phrase.
Fart at your leisure.
Fart at your leisure. All right, here's other things you can do to make your life happier. Hey, Kim, let me ask you a question. Okay. What interferes with your happiness or prevents you from achieving your goals? Don't say me.
I overwhelm myself.
You overwhelm yourself. Well, BetterHelp can assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You connect in a safe online online environment, rather, and it's very convenient. You don't have to sit in some stupid waiting room going, oh, do I even dare touch that Highlights magazine?
Or in an office.
Yeah, or whatever. And you can start communicating in under 48 hours. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free of charge to switch counselors if you need to. And it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling. And financial aid is available. Look, if you're dealing with depression, anxiety, sleeping issues, trauma, anger, grief, self-esteem, whatever it may be, they've got somebody for you. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions and send a message to your counselor any time. So here's what I want you to do. Start living that happier life today. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/skim. And join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. That's betterhelp.com/skim for 10% off your first month. Big thanks to BetterHelp. Okay. In our kitchen, there is a water jug. Okay. I'm sorry, what do you call those?
I don't know. What do
the
you
thing you get the turkey in.
Oh, a 5-gallon...
water jug.
It's a water dispenser, yeah.
Yeah, like the kind you'd put lemonade in.
You push the thing at the bottom and...
Yeah, like on a camp trip, like an orange one.
Now, some people use coolers for this. Just a regular big cooler.
Oh, like a flat, like a on-the-ground cooler.
It works either way.
Okay, well, Kim took her turkey, ripped its guts out.
It was already ripped out, but...
Ate them during a ritual.
16-pound turkey. Over 16-pound turkey in that thing.
16 pounds of turkey. She dipped it in there, and now it's soaking in what?
So, I put it in water at first because it was frozen solid.
That's
how they show up from the store, unless you go and find a fresh one.
Mm-hmm. Did you reach your head out a window and say, young boy, is it Christmas Day? Did you do any of that?
Fetch me a turkey.
Fetch me a turkey, the biggest they've got.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
So in there, I put water in there, put ice in there, put the turkey in there so it doesn't ever get below a certain temperature. You don't want it to get warm by any means.
No.
For a day and a half.
That turkey, no worky.
It's about a day, I guess.
Yeah. About a day.
About a day to thaw it. And then it was able to get all the stuff out of the gizzards and the neck and all that stuff. They shove it in the inside. I was able to pull that all out.
You just pull it out with your hand?
Well, it's in a bag.
Oh, it's in a bag. Is that a natural turkey bag or an artificial bag?
Artificial bag.
Oh, it's not like a membrane bag, like they grow
a
bag?
No, because, I mean, think. Their neck's really out there where their neck's
supposed to be. So they cut it and put it in a bag and then shove it in the turkey.
And then shove it in there. Because a lot of people use those innards. And those parts that you don't necessarily want to eat to make the gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Has all the...
And some people do like the neck and things like that.
Yeah, your grandma did. Yeah. It's the last person I've ever met that did.
Her neck always looked like... To me, was it tied together or something? Because it always looked like a neck pillow for an airplane. You know what I mean? It didn't look like a long neck. It was like a... Anyway, so...
So, yeah. So then the next day, I take out all those parts. There's just water in there. And I added some bourbon barrel maple syrup.
Okay.
I added some fresh rosemary, a big chunk of it out of the garden.
Oh, like we grew it?
Yes.
Okay.
I cut up some oranges, some lemons, some garlic.
Yeah.
Like whole pieces of garlic and put it in there. What else? Salt and pepper.
Oranges.
Oh, I didn't put pepper in because I didn't want it to be floating in there. I just put lots of salt.
You like pepper?
Well, I like pepper once you start cooking it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want it in the water.
But what about the orange slices that are in there? What's that about?
Well, it gets just a lot of acid.
Okay.
Helps break down the proteins.
Okay.
The meat.
And that's what you
makes them more tender.
Okay.
Then tomorrow, I got to put more ice in there today, by the way, so keep it really cold.
Yeah,
tomorrow,
you don't want that thing
I'm
to go bad.
I'm taking it to Dylan.
Yeah. Oh, he's smoking it.
And he's going to smoke it for Sunday.
Yeah. He's just going to take long tokes on it all night till it's gone. Is that how it works? You smoke a turkey? So wait a minute. I'm confused. I thought
what
brining.
Are you confused about? Brining is leaving it in a liquid with other things.
And you can smoke it after that.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what you're doing.
Okay, that sounds great. Last time he did the smoked turkey, it was amazing.
This is going to be too. He bought the Cajun butter to inject it into the bigger pieces of meat, like the breasts and the eyes and stuff, the legs.
Yeah, breast injection.
And he's going to cut it down the middle, spatchcock it, which means you cut down the...
You had me at spatchcock.
You cut down the middle and you flatten it, so when you go to smoke it, it can really get smoked in there. It isn't this huge thing, and it doesn't have stuff inside the cavity anymore.
Do you think spatchcock is a good title?
I think that's a great title.
Spatchcock
for the
show. It. That's the name of our title today. So okay, so he's going to spatchcock it, and then
smoke it,
and then we're having it this weekend. So this is the part we need to explain. This isn't Halloween week, obviously.
Well,
got like 2 weeks.
Not even Halloween at all.
Or not
it's
Halloween.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Shit. Thanksgiving. And why are we doing it early? Because a bunch of my family are going to be out of town that weekend.
Yes.
So we're like, why don't we do it early? My mom will be there. My sisters, everybody
also,
will be there.
Also, all your sisters and brothers have families, and now they're having their own family. So I think even if they're not out of town, people want to have their own Thanksgiving like we are.
Yeah, that
like
makes
with
sense.
Your family.
Yeah, it's starting to get to that point where everyone's got
35
little...
35 people getting together that will be this big get-together.
We knew that day was coming. The problem is that everybody wants to try to do both forever, and I don't know if that's going to work.
No, it won't work forever.
Yeah.
It's too many people after a while.
Yeah.
We shouldn't all be getting together that many people.
No, not right now anyway. And then some of them, they know who they are not vaccinated. Anyway, so we're going to go do that this weekend. And then for us, we're thinking about just being unique and weird, right?
We're going to do Thanksgiving Eve with our children.
Yeah, but we're going to do like crab legs and steak and things and shrimp.
Shrimp.
Like a Mississippi crab boil.
Well, that'll just be on Thanksgiving Day with me, you, and Carter.
Oh, what's the night before?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Lots of food plans here.
You'll figure it out. Between now and then, Kim will only have made 6,000 or 7,000 other meals for other people. So by then, we'll have
I do try.
All right, so let me ask you this. What do you make of this turkey shortage?
I overheard someone at the grocery store that I shop.
Yeah, what'd they say?
And she was talking to someone else that worked there, and she was complaining that they were talking about this shortage. She goes, we are creating this shortage. We're fine. We have plenty of turkeys just like every year. They're still able to have them on sale like normal.
This is the store lady talking.
The store lady is talking, saying...
It's like a Smith's?
They're going to inflate these things... Because they're saying there's a shortage, even though this year there hasn't been.
So you're saying
but
it's
I'm
artificial.
I'm not sure how. I think she said she was saying it was an artificial thing, and I don't know if that's everywhere or if that's just here.
Because I think
in
at
this
the problem,
specific store,
the
I don't
problem
know.
Is maybe further up the chain. It's not the stores themselves might be okay.
There
probably
are not
look at
turkeys
their...
sitting on a thing in California in a container.
No.
This is where they're saying all the problems are with getting everything. No turkeys are there.
Yeah, so. There aren't turkeys. If there are, we don't want them. I don't want that turkey.
I don't think that's where the turkeys are. So I don't know if there's really a shortage. They're talking about it. I think the prices are going up, but I don't know if there's an actual shortage to share.
Well, supply and demand is a thing.
Yes.
I think people maybe went through a year of not having family around because
so
of the pandemic. And so now everyone's feeling a little more confident with that, and they're... going
to
just be more demand and the supply is not going to meet it. That mostly will affect people the week of who are waiting to the last second. Like, we're not going to have a problem because you're making this early.
I'm not.
And by the way, can you please keep some of that damn turkey for us this
I'm
year?
Not. It's not up to me. It's for the whole family.
Yeah, but you
it's
made
for
it.
For your family.
Let's be like the Koreans.
Your family.
We'll be like the Koreans and get weird about it. And we'll
start
leave and take
it.
Take it with us. And by the way, that's not a racist thing. That's my brother Matt and his Korean family like to grab all the food and leave. It's just a thing they do.
Just his wife.
Just his wife. And we love her. She's great, but she takes all the food. And she brings a can of beans for her contribution. You remember that?
That was 1 year.
That was a fun year.
That was 2 years
Bring
ago.
Beans for 35 people. She brought a can of beans from their storage that was expired, by the way, those beans.
I think it was a can of peas.
Or peas, yeah.
You're
they
right.
Were expired. That was the funniest, it was really funniest funny. Year.
And we went, Matt, what is going on? And he goes, ah, Oaknon.
No idea.
He just got to roll his eyes. He washes. Like, you got to have something more to say than that.
He washes his hands of everything. He always has. Well, all right.
That's fine.
So that's what we're working toward. We'll probably have more to say about that food prep as we get closer. And more stuff, of course, next week. Look, we don't like this show without your feedback. So if you want us to hate ourselves, then I guess don't email. But like these three people today, they saved us. They gave us wonderful content today. So are you getting a phone call? That's
from
spam.
XXX.
Ooh, XXX, honey.
Utah.
You finally got that that porn job you've been looking for. It seems like an uptick in junk calls lately.
There is. I've talked to a lot of people that say the same thing.
I think it's
they're
just
like,
this
you're getting
year?
4 or 5 a day.
Or it's because we're getting close to Christmas and people are suckers.
Oh, maybe.
And,
I don't know.
I don't know. Don't be a sucker. That. That's the trick. Don't be a sucker. Seriously, I never get scammed by anybody because I'm not stupid.
This call.
Yes, Spatchcock. Man, this is Lord Spatchcock. I heard you say my name. Is that spelled right? S-P-A-T-C-H?
Yes.
Spatchcock.
Yep.
All right. And if you're going to take a turkey, you're going to spatchcock it.
Yes.
Okay, that's our title. anyway, send us your emails. Boop show. No, that's not the show. What is this show? Skim show. Similar. Skimshow@gmail.com. Skimshow@gmail.com.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm tired. I didn't sleep good. I woke up to pee in the middle of the night, and then I could not go back to sleep.
I'm sorry.
Until about 6:30, and then I had to wake up a half hour later.
Ugh, that's not
lame.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do today to make up for it. I have another show in a half an hour.
Well,
I'm going to be dead.
You're going to be all right.
And the boy's coming over tonight.
Yep.
Whee!
I know.
Overnight or just tonight?
I think just while they go on a date.
They're going on a date? Okay. Well, that's good. I'll take whatever time I can with that kid.
Yeah. We're going to probably pull out the Play-Doh tonight.
Yeah, pull out the Play-Doh. Not a euphemism. Okay, check this out.
My gosh.
Website, frogpants.com/skim. Oh, and don't forget, if you really like this show, there is a general Frog Pants Patreon that you can contribute to that will help this and other kind of like extra things we do on the network. So if you want to hop over there and check it out, that's at patreon.com/frogpants. You have anything else you want to add?
Yes, we got a gift this week.
Oh, who was that?
Michael.
Vaughn.
Okay, let's Petroleum. Stop making names.
Michael Vaughn Petroleum. That's not it? What
I'm
was the name?
Say Michael.
Okay, Michael sent you
Michael
out,
sent
of the, out of the blue,
out
we got
blue.
A gift.
It was a Christmas gift, but it was more for me than anyone.
In our P.O. box. Yeah, we should give the P.O. box. Keep talking.
Absolutely the coolest gift. It was a bag of this Ceylon cinnamon from, I think it's India.
Yeah.
It smells freaking amazing.
Yeah, you don't want to do it too hard,
oh,
though, because it's so fine a powder will go up your nose and you'll inadvertently
so
do
so
the cinnamon
excited.
Challenge.
I'm going
to
make some like cinnamon babka or something out of it.
You guys should,
so
you
and
guys.
A,
oh.
And a Christmas candle.
And a Christmas candle. And it
a
smells like.
Candle. It smells so good.
Smells
so
good.
Like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, what a nice thing that was. It was just nice. Really,
so thank
really,
you.
Really kind hearted of him. Hey, if you want to send us something and it's nice, don't send us crap.
You're so rude.
Sorry.
Stop it.
I'm tired. Frog Pants LLC is the place. It's 138 East, 12300 South, Suite C218, Draper, Utah, 84020.
That is the P.O. box.
That's our P.O. box. Okay. I think that's it. Anything else?
I don't think so.
All right. Don't forget to spatch your... Oh, whoops. Don't forget to spatchcock it. I almost said spatch your cock. I didn't mean to say that.
Okay.
Bye.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.